Jordi Puig-Suari is the inventor of the Cube satellite. It's only about 3 pounds, which allows easier adjustments when it's time to launch. Before Puig-Suari's invention, there was no standardized way to launch a satellite. Now it's easier to put technology into space, opening up new real estate for businesses.
Well, I think that the most interesting thing is the overwhelming number of new players that keep materializing, and how much interest there is, and how many people are willing to bet on supporting the small sat market, whether it's with ground systems or payloads or components or full spacecraft. It's an extremely dynamic industry, and I think that that's something that we haven't seen in the aerospace industry for a long time.
Puig-Suari says, when people think about satellites in space, you think of objects the size of a bus or the space station.
Those guys are not here. This is just this new ecosystem that has been emerging in the last decade that is extremely energetic.
Doug Campbell, the CEO of Rokor, says as technology has caught up, small satellites have become a real asset to businesses. These satellites have reduced the cost of access to space, and since businesses are all about efficiency, it's a perfect opportunity.
To me, that's what's particularly exciting, because now it's not just a bunch of space geeks. It's actually people that I wouldn't say could care less about space, but they just, hey, that's just some real estate. I need to put my assets up there. But at the end of the day, it's about information.
Campbell says, with small satellites being so cost-effective, companies can launch more into space with less financial risk. For example, a business can launch 900 small satellites, so internet on a cell phone is accessible wherever you are.
So, for example, I'm hiking with my kid the other day up in the Colorado backcountry, and, you know, he's 12, so, you know, he's constantly obsessed with what's going on with his phone. And of course, you get into the backcountry, and guess what? You have no cell service. So he's saying, Dad, if you're working to get internet broadcast from space, right? Yeah, son, that's what we're doing. So that means that if we're up here, you know, hiking or backpacking, we could always get cell service, right? Yes, son. Yeah, that's basically it. So even at a 12-year-old's level, he gets it.
With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Bronson Tykert.